Vava Medalev 682 all the way on top. 2, 4, 6 times in the end of the page. Okay, the Gemara was discussing. Okay, the Gemara was discussing about getting married Friday afternoon, living with the woman the first time. You're making chabura. You're not making a wound. Is the blood just stored there, and therefore you're not actually making a blemish? Is it a psikresha? It's not a psikresha. Is it a non-intention, or whatever? So Gemara says like this. Masav Rav Chista. Rav Chista asked the question. A girl that didn't get her cycle yet, her period yet. She's under bas mitzvah. Normally the assumption is Vav Amid Aleph, 6 lines in the end of the page. Okay, normally, halachically, a girl officially gets a period by puberty when she becomes a gedola, okay, 12. So a girl that didn't get her time to get her period, means, let's say she's 9 years old and she got married. V'nisas, and she got married. Okay, so now the question is, when the husband lives with her, initially, this is called dam besulim, the hymenal bleeding, which is not really dam nida, it's just the dam maka. It's a wound that the husband creates. The pearl today, the machmir, that you wait anyway 4 days and she's a nida. But the Gemara says like this. Beishami says, Nason lo abalelis, we give her 4 nights, which anytime she sees bleeding in those 4 nights, it's not dam nida. We assume it's from the hymenal bleeding, the dam besulim, as it's called. Beisila says, no. Until the wound heals. In other words, because her period didn't come yet, so any blood we see even for an extended period of time, until the hymenal bleeding is finished, so then it's still tahor. That's if a girl never got her period yet, and then she gets married, right? So Beishami says she's given 4 nights, that any blood in the first four nights is considered...
Not from the time she sees.
She didn't see yet. She didn't get a period yet. She's underage.
No, I know, but no, I mean the...
From the first time they're together, 4 nights.
Regardless if they see blood or not.
Right. Even though for any of the 4 nights that she sees dam, it's not considered dam nida. Beisilim takes it even more lenient until she gets healed.
What is this 4 days?
What?
What is this 4 days?
Oh, we're going to see in a second. Now, what happens? He gives manalir, it's an issus. What happens if it's a girl over 12, where normally she gets a period? Yeah, but she's still a psul and she gets married. We give her the first night. In other words, even if he lives with her a few times that night, he's intimate with her a few times that night, the first night we assume any bleeding is the dam psulim, the hymenal bleeding, and therefore she's not nida. Basila says, Admatzoi Shabbos Arbalelis. Until Saturday night, for a period of 4 nights, it's considered dam besulim. Okay? Beishami says we only give her the first night. Beisilo says we give her even more time. Okay? Up to 4 nights.
Give her more time for what?
That any blood in the 4 nights that she sees is not menstrual bleeding, it's from the hymenal bleeding.
What was the first day on this? What's the difference between the first one and the second one?
The first case, she's underage and she never got a period. So Beishame says he give her 4 nights. Beisol says indefinitely, until she heals. And then the second case is, if she got married when she was already mature.
Yeah, what is the case of healing? What do you mean she heals?
As long as it's not any more dam besulim. Dam besulim sometimes takes a few times until it ceases to be.
So wait till it heals till what?
No, by the young girl?
Yeah.
As long as you can assume it's from dam besulim, that's what you assume. Why? Because she's too young to get a period. We can't assume it's dam nida, because she didn't get a period then. The second case is, she is a mature adult, and then she's over 12, so basically she gets a period. So Beishami says, then only the first night she's not nida. And Beisilo says 4 nights. Now, Beisilo says... 4 nights. So how do you get 4 nights? So again, based on our Mishnah, you get married Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. So it's Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Right? So Beis Hillel says, you give her 4 nights that she's still dam besulim, correct? Oh, 1 minute. So what do you see from here? The Gemara says, the Gemara is going to ask, my love, does it then not mean dafilu leboal, even if he didn't live with her Wednesday, Thursday, or mimati boal afilu b'Shabbos, that he can live with her even on Shabbos? In other words, the Gemara is proving an interesting halacha. Beis Hillel says, and the halacha is like Beis Hillel, right, that Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, you can live with her. And it's all dam besulim. Correct? The question is, that means Friday night they could live together, even if they weren't together before. The Gemara is discussing now, can you live with a girl for the first time Friday night? Correct? Beis Hillel is saying you give her 4 nights. And the Gemara thinks what this means is if you didn't live with her Wednesday night, you have Thursday night. Not Thursday night, Friday night. Not Friday night, Saturday night. Right? That means, though, it comes out from the Gemara, according to Beis Hillel, you can have relations with her Friday night for the first time. So Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Leila Bami Shabbos. Excluding Shabbos. Meaning, Friday night he can't be with her. He can be with her Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Saturday night. So Amar Abaya, Amar Abaya. But that's not what it says. It says, Amar Toy Shabbos Arbo Leilis Ktani. It says, Matzoy Shabbos 4 nights. That means Friday night is counted. El Amar Rav, it speaks Kshabal. Oh, so Rav answers an obvious answer. This that Beis Hillel says, you can live with the girl 4 nights, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, doesn't prove that you can live with her for the first time Friday night. Because what Beis Hillel means, if you lived with her Wednesday night or Thursday night, then you can continue living with her Friday night because the wound was already made the first time you were with her.
It's going to bleed again.
Yeah, but that's not making a new wound. You're not opening a new wound. It's an extension of the wound.
Talking about the second case or first case?
Second case.
So if it's Baal, then it's like a Nida, can I be with her anymore?
No, it's only
Dam Besulim. No, but she's over Bat Mitzvah, no?
Yeah, but she didn't get a period. We're talking, she went to the mikveh. Now the guy lives with his wife for the first time. And there's blood the first night. It's not Dam Nida, it's Dam Besulim. Well, today we're Machmir and Dam Besulim. Huh?
Yeah, because we get confused with the 2 days then.
Okay, today she becomes a Nida because we consider Dam Besulim, but that's why you only wait 4 days instead of 5 days. But the Gemara is saying, okay, that Dam Besulim is a Dam of a Makkah. In other words, a woman becomes a Nida when there's menstrual bleeding that's not coming from a wound. If a doctor makes a wound inside her body and causes bleeding, that's not Dam Nida. Dam Nida is what comes from the uterus. And even if the doctor goes in and takes a biopsy in the uterus and makes it bleed, it's not always a nida. Because if it's a makkah that he made, and you know for sure it's a wound that's causing bleeding, okay? So the hymenal bleeding, dam besulim, is considered, there's a like a little wall, okay, and you're penetrating the wall, so then it causes bleeding. So that's really dam makkah. It's not dam nida. So the Gemara thought, the Gemara's question in the whole previous page, can you have relations with a woman for the first time Friday night, are you making a wound or not? Because you can't, Shabbos, you can't make a wound. Right? Either Rashi says Shechita or Shechita, whatever the reasons. Okay. So the bottom line, the Gemara wanted a proof from Beis Hillel. The fact that Beis Hillel says, you could do it Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, or just Saturday night, that means Friday night, even if the Gemara thought, even if you didn't live with her, you can live with her for the first time Friday night. So that contradicts Rav's opinion that said no and the other opinions that said no. So Gemara says, no, that's not what Beis Hillel means. Beis Hillel means if you lived with her Wednesday night or Thursday night, then you're allowed to continue living with her Friday night, meaning any dam you're going to see is called dam besulim, not dam nida. That's what the Gemara said. So the Gemara says, if the guy already lived with her, okay? So my kamashmalon, so of course he can live with her Friday night. Like, what's the chiddush? Right? Kamashmalon, the chiddush is like this. That once he ruptured the hymen already, the shari l'mivel b'shabbos, even though future bleeding might be caused. I mean, and this a unique din of Shabbos. The chiddush over here is because somebody mentioned this, by the way. The cheira, it's still going to bleed again. So why aren't you causing that wound? Let's say he was with her Wednesday and Thursday night. But if Friday night it's going to be for sure bleeding, then how could you live with her? You're causing bleeding again. Right? Why is it different than... Okay. So the Gemara says, Kiram Shmuel, Pirtzit Dechukam, a tight breach, it's an expression the Gemara is using over here. A tight breach, Afal Pi Shemashit says, even though you're dislodging pebbles, you're allowed to do it. Meaning like this. Even though it's possible, okay,
where did she get the pebbles?
It's a marshal. That even after full penetration, okay, it's not considered a problem with Shabbos. Because even though it's what's called a pirta dechuka, even though it's like a tough, it's still closed, but the fact that it's already opened doesn't matter. That's what the Gemara answers. Shmuel says, basically, that even full penetration, and it's possible, it will cause, but you're still allowed to. Right, because it's not real causing bleeding. It might not. And the Gemara is going to prove to you, the Gemara is going to prove to you that it's possible that it shouldn't bleed. Okay? Sometimes it could bleed, sometimes it can bleed. So therefore, Shmuel holds it's not a psychiatrist, therefore you're allowed to do it. Okay? So therefore, the Gemara says, you can't prove from this din that you can have intimacy for the first time Friday night, because it's speaking when he had intimacy before already. Wednesday night or Thursday night, and then you can continue on Shabbos before. Okay. Then the Gemara says like this. Masev Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked a question. It says like this. Chosin Potem Mikrishma Laila Rishon Amatzoi Shabbos. A chosin is the first mission brachas. A chosin, well, not this din, part of it. A chosin is Potem from reading the Shema the night of his wedding. Even though the Mishnah over there says Rabbi Gamliel did, and he said, but you taught us you don't have to read the Shema. He said, I will never give up the yoke of heaven even for a second. Right? Okay, what happened over here is like this. A chosin is Potter until Friday night, through Saturday night, in Layasa Maisa, if he didn't live with her yet. Okay? In other words, a guy, let's explain the din. Why is he Potter from Krishna? Because he's tottered. He's preoccupied in the mitzvah. What the preoccupation? We'll soon see in the Gemara, but basically the preoccupation is that he might not find that she's a psula.
That's interesting. Yeah?
That's why you get married Wednesday night, in case...
Now, Ksuba is a virgin, right?
Psula is a virgin. Ksuba is a document. Psula is the virgin. So it says in the Mishnah, that the chosin is potter from Shema Wednesday night, Thursday night if he didn't live with her Wednesday night. If he didn't live with her Thursday night, either Friday night he's potter from Shema, and he's potter from Shema Saturday is questionable. Doesn't mean until the fourth night, including the fourth night. Okay, but that's relevant.
Do you have to go to Minyas next day after you get married the next day?
Yeah, because then they don't say Tachnun.
Okay.
I mean, come on. At least a chosin's worth something then.
After the first and the wedding night,
we'll talk about it.
But these things don't apply today.
Right. Tonight, nowadays they read the Shema anyway. Now, so it's, what does it say in this Mishnah? And the Mishnah says that if a guy didn't live with his wife Wednesday night, he's potter from Kirishma Thursday night. He didn't do the mitzvah yet. If he didn't do it, it's Friday night, he's potter from Shema, right? Now obviously, that Mishnah clearly says you could do it Friday night for the first time. Because what's the Mishnah saying? You're not obligated in the Shema. For the first four nights, Imloi Asa Maisa. If he didn't do the act Wednesday night, then Thursday night he's potter from Shema. If he didn't do it Thursday night, he's potter Friday night from Shema. That means the first time he could do it Friday night. My love, probably, the Torah, the ball of Mivi. What's he busy with? He's busy because he's preoccupied that he needs to be with her. Okay? And he's not sure if he's going to be successful in penetrating, right? So you see from there, though, the bottom line is that you could do it. So Gemara says, Amalei Abaya, no. It's speaking the Torah, the label. In fact, maybe he can't. Maybe the din is Friday night, he really can't. The Gemara wanted to prove from here that you could do it Friday night. Because the Gemara thought, what's he busy with Friday night that frees him from Shema? The fact that he has to be with her. Right? So Abaya says, no, maybe that's not what the Mishnah means. Maybe the Mishnah means, you know why you're potter from Shema Friday night? Because he can't be with her. He's upset that he can't be with her. Why not? Because maybe Friday night you can't be together for the first time.
No, because of Chabura.
Torah means he's preoccupied
that
he can't do it yet.
Because of the Chabura.
That he didn't do it the first few nights, right.
Well, why would he mean the first few nights?
Huh? For whatever reason, he couldn't do it. Or no, he didn't penetrate completely.
Does that mean that he doesn't say Shema for those three nights, right? Three in a row?
Yeah, according to, yeah, but today just doesn't apply. No, just Maariv.
Right. Does that mean he wouldn't daven Maariv at all?
So Abaya says, maybe the preoccupation is not that he's going to be with her, but maybe that he wasn't successful Wednesday night and Thursday night to penetrate. And then if he wasn't successful, that's what upsets him. And therefore he's preoccupied in his part of Shema. So the Gemara says, because of a preoccupation of something else, not of a mitzvah. You can feel him, what's he preoccupied with?
It is a mitzvah.
No, he's preoccupied that he wasn't successful the first two nights. The Gemara thought that it means is he's preoccupied that he's going to be with her. That's a mitzvah. Right? So it's a mitzvah, but a mitzvah. So Abaye says, no. He's not preoccupied that he's doing the mitzvah. He's preoccupied, he's upset that he didn't do the mitzvah the first, he wasn't able to be successful the first two nights.
Full penetration, is that a mitzvah?
Yeah, but if it's not full penetration, not the mitzvah.
So he's potter on Friday night for different reasons and he's potter from Wednesday.
Correct. Wednesday night, and right. Wednesday night he's potter because he's preoccupied doing it, and Friday night he's going to be preoccupied that he wasn't doing it. But the Gemara says, well, it can't be. In other words, like this. We know that preoccupation of a mitzvah frees you from another mitzvah. Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. Therefore, if the chassan is preoccupied with doing a mitzvah, so he's potter from Shema. Correct? Abaye comes along and says, no, he's not preoccupied in doing a mitzvah. He's preoccupied of that he's upset that he wasn't able to accomplish what he was supposed to accomplish. That's not a mitzvah. That's general preoccupation of worldly things. Okay? So the Gemara is going to say, Amalei Rava, Umishum Tir the Potter, is a person who's preoccupied about worldly things freed from Shema? It can't be. Elameyata, Tova Svinasa Beyam. If somebody's ship sinks at sea, Hachanami the Potter, are you going to tell me he doesn't have to be... he's nervous. He's a preoccupied. You're going to tell me he doesn't have to read the Shema? The stock market drops. You're going to tell me he doesn't have to read the Shema? And if he says, V'chi teima ochanami, and if you're going to say, Taka, maybe. Maybe he is part of the Shema. It's not true. It says, Omer, Rababa, Barzavda, Merav, Rababa, Barzavda says the name of Rav, Ovel, Chai, B'chol, Amitzah, So, Amuriz, Betero, an Ovel, a mourner. Yeah? Is obligated in all mitzvahs of Torah, chutz min tefillin. Except tefillin, why? Because tefillin is called pe'er, is glory, and by him it's not glory, so he's butter from tefillin. So, but one second, every other mitzvah, including Shema, he is obligated in. What bigger preoccupation is that a relative died? So we see that preoccupation of a non-mitzvah doesn't free you from Shema. So how can Abaya, this is what Rav is asking Abaya, how can you, Abaya, say, What is his preoccupation? Not that he's going to be doing the mitzvah, but he didn't do the mitzvah the first two nights. He wasn't able to be successful. Yeah? So he says, are you telling me preoccupation, not for a mitzvah, frees you from Shema? It's not true. Because if a guy's ship is drowning at sea, you're going to tell me he doesn't have to daven because he's upset? He's depressed. He's preoccupied. Maybe, yeah. So he says, no, we see because an Avel, who's definitely preoccupied, is obligated to no mitzvah, except Tefillin is an exception.
But that's not true.
What?
Avel is potter from other mitzvot also. It's only
mitzvah. Einin. And that's also, why is he potter from mitzvahs?
Preoccupation.
Of?
Because buried it's dead. Not buried yet.
That's a mitzvah. Einin, who's involved in the burial, is potter for mitzvahs because he's preoccupied with the burial, which is a mitzvah.
So nowadays that doesn't apply either.
Correct. Many times I'll be there. If you give it over to Chavik Adisha, it's called Mesir L'Ksafim. So then, take a lot of dinim of an Einin don't apply. It means Yom Rishon. We put it on without a brach anyway, but whatever. Because it's called Pe'er, Tefillin is called Pe'er, and you know, you have mourning, it's the opposite of Pe'er. In fact, Tesis says over here, because Hashem said to Yecheskel, Pe'er Chachav Shalecha. He told me, Hashem told me he should put on Tefillin, which means everybody else is Asr. Therefore, it doesn't apply. Why it doesn't apply? Why it doesn't apply only to Tefillin, not to any other mitzvah. But what do we see from an Avil? An Avil is occupied, even though he's preoccupied, but if it's not a mitzvah, because the guy's buried already, now he's just, you know, upset that the person died. He's still obligated to mitzvahs. Therefore, if a guy's ship is sinking in the sea, he also has to read the Shema. And therefore, if over here the guy is upset that he didn't accomplish the mitzvah the Wednesday night and Thursday night, that doesn't give him a reason why he should be freed from Shema Friday night.
There is a difference.
What?
In the case of the Baal, he's preoccupied to do it another time. But those like the ship is lost, you can't do anything. Your thinking is not going to help you. It's gone. Even you think forever.
If he can't do it Friday night, what is he preoccupied
next,
with?
For tomorrow.
He's not thinking about it. No, that's not what he's. He's not preoccupied. Tomorrow night. It's tomorrow night. You can't. Maybe I'll preoccupy tomorrow night. Preoccupied means now. Now you have to be preoccupied.
Maybe if he's potter Wednesday night, Thursday night, that means if he had relations with her Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, isn't also a mitzvah to have relations with your wife? So if you had relations Wednesday night,
that's not a mitzvah that's going to free him from Shema, though. Because Shema needs Kavanah and this is not, we'll see, whatever.
When it's saying the Shema, it's talking about which Shema? Is it the Kriyat Shema Lemita, or it's talking about Marv Shema?
By the way, we'll see, Tesis says a little bit what you, small Tesis. We could even see the Tesis now. You see the third Tesis on the page? They asked if Amar Baba Ovel Chai B'chol HaMitzvahs, right? So the question is, how can Abaye say Taka? Abaye said a statement, if you're busy that you didn't live with her, you're potter. But l'chay is not a mitzvah, why should Abaye think you're not obligated, right? So Taisa said, Abaye said, what does Abaye hold? Tir da deleka mitzvah klal mechayiv. Business is not a mitzvah at all. Your ship sinks, avelus is not a mitzvah at all. But tir da leimatzi boil, okay, but this is counted as a mitzvah. Because what's he upset about that he can't do the mitzvah properly? Not for the next night. You said the word for the next night. But Taisa is saying now he's preoccupied that he didn't do the mitzvah. By Avel, there's no mitzvah at all. By the ship sinking in the sea, there's no mitzvah at all. Here, the guys have said Friday night, according to Abaye, yeah, that he wasn't able to do the mitzvah. That's a preoccupation in a type of a mitzvah. So according to Abaye, that would free you from mitzvahs. Rava says, no.
not that he wasn't able. He's not able to do it now.
Correct. But Rava says that the fact is that a novel is chayv in all mitzvahs. And if your ship sinks in the sea, it's also obligated in mitzvahs.
But how can they bring that proof then?
Because the Rava disagrees with Abaye. Because they hold, in order to be freed from Shema, Eisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, you need to be occupied in the observance of a mitzvah, not in why you can't do the mitzvah. Tesis is just saying, according to Abaye, you have to differentiate between the question of an ovel and your ship sinking in the sea, and this. Because this is still a mitzvah. He's upset, he's preoccupied that he wasn't able to do the mitzvah properly. It's still a mitzvah-oriented. It's not a real mitzvah, but it's mitzvah-oriented.
I'm saying, wouldn't it be the same, is there a time where you know how to bury a Jewish body? Time of the day? Night?
No. And that's just so they do it at night.
And Shabbos, anytime?
Over here they only don't because the cemeteries are closed.
And Shabbos?
You're not allowed. That's why there's no Aninus on Shabbos.
Wouldn't it be the same case then? As
you're not an Aninus on Shabbos.
So he wouldn't be potter from Shema?
Who?
Aninus.
With Chayv and Shema, Shabbos. Because he can't bury. Okay, so the bottom line is like this. Elam Rava Rava says, you know what? Tanoihi. It's an argument, Tanoim, whether one can live with a virgin girl for the first time on Friday night. Rav and Shmuel argued before in the Gemara is going back and forth with the. Rava says, you know what? It's really an argument of Tanoim. If a guy can live with a girl the first time Friday night, what's the machlekes? Tana Chad, the one braisa said like this: Im la'yasa ma'isa b'rishin. If he didn't live with her the first night, Wednesday night, pater af b'sheni. He's pater even Thursday night. B'sheni, pater af b'shlishi. No, this braisa very clearly. If a guy didn't do it Wednesday night,
it's pater
Thursday night. That's what we know. Four nights, Bissell said.
The second night, Thursday night.
If he didn't do it Wednesday night, so Pater Ab Besheni.
Thursday night.
If he didn't do it Besheni, he's Pater Friday night.
Oh, I see.
He goes that by Tidan and that 4 days?
Yeah. And another Bryce says, no. Rishim Besheni Pater, Wednesday night and Thursday night, you Pater from Shema, Shlishi Chayev. Friday night, you are Chayev. So Rabbi says, what's the argument? One Braisa says Friday night you don't have to read the Shema, and one Braisa says Friday night you do need to read the Shema. What's the argument? Rabbi says, very simple. If you hold you could be with her for the first time Friday night, so then you potter from Shema. If you hold that you're not potter from Shema, you're chayv in Shema, because you can't be with her. That means you're not allowed to be with her Friday night. So you have two opinions, Rabbi says, in Tanoim, if you're allowed to be with the girl Friday night for the first time.
Like he asked before, well, how much of Shema?
At least the first paragraph.
In Arbit or Shema
Al-Mita? Doesn't matter. No, he's talking about not Shema Al-Mita. He's talking about Shema of Ma'ariv.
Is it the writer of the Shema Al-Mita?
1 second. No.
He can say Shema for all the time.
See, this is a misconception a lot of people have because today it's all mishmash together. Mm-hmm. Okay? Tefillin has nothing to do with davening. There's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah putting on tefillin every day. Mm-hmm. There's a mitzvah davening. That's so you stop a guy in the street, put tefillin on him, right? He's not davening.
He used to wear tefillin all day.
Yeah. Tefillin is one mitzvah. Davening is another mitzvah.
But if you're a pre-chorus, if one you don't second. Do it, I tell the Gemara says if you have to say Shema and Tefillin together. No? I'm getting them all mixed up.
Yeah. Kalakerik, I'll tell you what you're talking about. Kalakerik Krishma Balei Tefillin Kilo Meid Eidu Sheker. Not in the pre-chorus. He's saying false testimony because he's saying in Shema about Tefillin he's not wearing them. Yeah, but there's a sikha from the Rebbe in Tavshin Yud Beis that those people for Zman Krishma, let's say during the week, it happens once a year, they daven 9:15. I mean, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, shachar. It happens. Very, very strange. You never find a Lebrea. that the shachris after 7:30 is no shachris on the prey at all. This doesn't
there is.
No, yeah, good. Here's a living example. Anyway,
how do I know?
Anyway,
I lived there. How do I know?
You lived there before you converted.
He's already forgotten.
Okay. Anyway, so there's a mitzvah of Krishma. There's, by the way, three mitzvahs in the morning. There's a mitzvah of Krishma, there's a mitzvah of Tzon, there's a mitzvah of Shachris. It's davening. If you hold davening, it's three separate mitzvahs. The pearl, today, we put on tefillin at the time of davening. Okay? Maariv, Arvis, is also two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Krishma and the mitzvah of tefillas Arvis. Right? Now, in the Gemara, there's an argument if Arvis is Rishus or Chayva, if it's mandatory or optional, right? But everybody says Shema of the night is Minatayra. It's two separate mitzvahs. Here we're not talking about the guy davening. We're talking about the biblical mitzvah of Shema. Not Kirishma Lamita. The biblical mitzvah of Shema at night. Right?
Uh-huh.
Is the chosin mechuyiv in the mitzvah? We're not talking about davening. We're not talking about anything else.
Is it only possibility?
No. Still, bro, the halacha is supposed to say all three because you have this Yetzias Mitzrayim with it. But Krishma, the first part, you need kavana. Okay, minimal. So the Gemara here is talking about this whole concept of reading Shema because he's preoccupied in the mitzvah. Abaye came along, and even though Rava disagreed with him, but Abaye held that even if it's a preoccupation of a, that you didn't do a mitzvah is also considered a mitzvah, right? Now, the Rava says whether you can live with a girl Friday night for the first time or not, it's really an argument of Tanoim. What's the argument of Tanoim? One Taina says, if you didn't do it Wednesday night, no Shema. Thursday night, no Shema. Friday night, no Shema. And the second Braisa says, Wednesday night, no Shema. Thursday night, no Shema. Friday night, Shema. Why does he hold Friday night Shema? Because that Taina holds, he can't be with her. For Friday night for the first time. So if you can't be with her, you're not preoccupied. If you're not preoccupied, you have to read the Shema. The Braisa that says you potter Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, hold, you could be with her Friday night, and therefore if you didn't do it Wednesday or Thursday, you could do it for the first time Friday night, and therefore you're still preoccupied with the mitzvah.
So what happens to the Shema?
If you potter from Shema, you don't do it.
You still daven?
We're not even discussing davening. Because davening, according to the halacha, actually is optional.
So what is Kriyat Shema HaMita? That's in the Doraita?
If you read the Shema of Ma'ariv, Bizman, then the Kriyat Shema HaMita is not Minatayra. What's Kriyat Shema HaMita Minatayra? If you read Shema Mibayim, if you daven after Plaga Mincha, you mean the early minyan, and then you're not Yetzir Shema because it's not a night. So then when you read the Shema before going to sleep, that's the biblical Shema for the night.
I did that.
But what happens if somebody before Kiddush read over the Shema again and it's already night? The Kiddush Ma'amita is not biblical. Why is it biblical? Mm-hmm. You have to read the Shema at night. If you read it Bizman, if you daven Ma'ariv Bizman, right? That's the biblical mitzvah. Kiddush Ma'amita is not a mitzvah. I mean, you have to say it. But it's not a mitzvah. If you didn't say Shema earlier, the Kriyat Shema Lamita is a biblical mitzvah.
By the way, reciting Shema, I think you mentioned it before, but just one check. We're talking about just Shema and Ve'ahavta?
Preferably the whole three things. According to many parts, you need to read all three.
Okay.
So this
chassan
waited a day until the
Shachris
invitation.
Yeah.
What after
the Shachris?
And the first night of Pesach?
He's not telling you morning at the point.
By the way, the first night of Pesach, that we only say the first paragraph of Shema, yeah, before going to sleep. That's only if you read Shema
in time.
Well, if you didn't read on time, you should read it before the Seder, I'm saying. But if you didn't, then you have to say all the three parashiyos of Shema. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch it says, when it brings out the sminig of only saying the first paragraph of Shema, they said, unless you didn't read it Bizman, so then you should do, you know, the Shema before going to sleep is Shemira, protection. Like a mezuzah, right? So B'Shma before going to sleep is Shmira. If he didn't read Shema earlier, so he has the biblical mitzvah of Shema. Because we want to show that God watches us, so you don't need really Shmira. Abaya learns the braces differently. Because Abaya held that he's still, even if you're not allowed to, still he's still potter from Shema. This braisa seemingly is a question on Abaya. Because Abaya says you're potter from Shema even if you can't live with the guy, with the girl. Because you taught it that you didn't do it. So how does Abaya? Abaya says no, they're arguing if it's called preoccupation or not. Abaya says, maybe you can't live with her. The preoccupation is that you didn't. And one braisa says that's not called preoccupation. And therefore, you're not preoccupied, therefore you have to be dishma. Okay, then the Gemara says, V'hani tanoi, ka'ani tanoi. Okay? And the Gemara says, there's even another argument of tanoim, if you could be with the girl for the first time Friday night. What's this? This is very simple. It says in the braisa clearly, Hakeinus is a psula. A guy marries a virgin, lo yivol betchila b'shabbos. And Shabbos, he cannot be with her for the first time. V'chachamim atirim. Okay? And the chacham hold you could. So you see clearly a breath of Tanoim that told that the chachamim hold you could be with her for the first time on Shabbos. And whoever argues against the chacham says he can't do it the first time on Shabbos.
So you can only cohabitate with her at night. What about Shabbos day?
Well, that, we're not getting into that now, but technically it shouldn't be done during the day.
Even Shabbos?
Even Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says, Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim that allow it to happen? Friday night the first time. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon he. The Amar Davah Shenim Miskaven. We're going through this again. Because his intent is not to open her up. His intent is to have relations. So it's Einim Miskaven. So therefore, the Chachamot, you can... But the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye v'amei Rav Shimon b'sikreishu v'leyomus. But it's a psikreisha. He's for sure going to make a wound. So what do you mean it's Einim Miskaven? Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, like, this is a very interesting thing. He says, Leika lol bavlayim. By the way, we're 6b3 now. Leika lol bavlayim. We're not like the Babylonians. Sheinu b'kirim b'tabatiyah. That don't know how to, it's an interesting thing, how to penetrate at an angle, and therefore they only know how to cause a wound. Aliyesh b'kiyim batia. In other words, this is an interesting thing. Shmuel said in a different Gemara that I can live with a lot of virgin girls, and they'll still be a virgin. Don't ask me what it means. The Gemara says over here, the Babylonians don't know how to do it. So when they live with a woman, it's a psikresha. Okay, it's for sure going to cause bleeding. But technically, the majority of the world, and this is what we're going to see in a second, the majority of the world is able to live with a virgin girl at an angle, again, I don't know what it means, at an angle that you don't rupture the hymen, and therefore she remains a psula, and therefore it's not a psikresha that you're going to cause bleeding.
Majority of the world fact, or the Jews?
No. Rav Eliyash Bikim Atiyah. Okay?
You don't know how to navigate.
Huh? You should know how to navigate.
Eliyash, why are we talking about the world? Where is the world here? Eliyash Bikim.
Therefore, it's not a psikresha.
Who said it's the majority of the world?
It doesn't matter. If it's possible to do it, the Gemara is going to answer in a second. That's why I said it. The Gemara is going to answer the beginning. But the Gemara is saying now, the whole question over here is, Einu Miskaven. He doesn't want to make the wound. Yeah? So Abaye said, Sikresha. It's for sure going to happen. So the Gemara says, it could be in a way that it doesn't happen. If it could be in a way that it doesn't happen, that's not a Sikresha. Sikresha means it always happens.
There's a question. The whole point is Tarud, because he wants to see the
Oh, in Cain, Tarud Lama. So why is he exempt from the Shema? Okay? That's what the Gemara's question is. Okay? He wants to know what's the tarud, if he's going to rupture it or not.
Is it belong or not?
Right. So if he could do it without it, then why is he tarud? So the Gemara answers, L'shein Abaki. You're right. For a guy that doesn't know how to do it, he's tarud. So Gemara says, Yemru Bukim Baki Mutter, Shein Abaki Mutter. So also, so Gemara says, it doesn't make sense. So then you know what you're saying over here like this. If you know how to do it without rupturing it, you can be with him Friday night. If you don't know how to do it, then you're taught. And not only that, for Friday night. If you're taught it, because you don't know how to do it, then you're part of from Shema. Or the Gemara is saying here, if you're a Baki, then you could do it Friday night. You're not a Baki, you can't.
But the halacha is not person dependent.
So the Gemara says, Rei Biki and Hain. Most people know how to do it.
Don't look at me.
So what is tarot and what? If Rav Bekin,
they are not tarot.
So they are not.
Okay, the whole Megillah here at the bottom. I mean, what's the story about Lechayre? The Gemara said before you could do it anyway. He says the Bais states similar. A groom may be with his virgin on Shabbos, so we're entitled to assume that any given groom belongs to the majority of the people that know how to do it. Okay. In fact, however, a groom who lacks this knowledge, Rashi said Taku wouldn't be allowed to. But there's a, okay, it's later. But we're going to see a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here, what the Gemara means.
It's not clear.
Well, Tosfos says it's not a Psik Reisha, okay, because most people know how to do it without causing blood. But now the question is, do you look at it as an individual, or do you look at it at the world?
How can most people know how to do it when they never did it?
Pictures.
It doesn't make any sense.
Pictures.
But they had many wives those days.
They never know how to do it.
Well, what happens to the tarot? Moshe is right. What happened to the Torah? If most people know...
No, he's not talking about, I was going to ask that. They're not talking about Babylonian Goyim, right?
No.
Jews, yeah?
To be continued.